Leah Beckman stunned me in a happy way last week. She's an intern, and we've tasked her to bring a fresh analytical approach to reading for leading. Next week, we'll send you her survey to help me keep RFL relevant for you and excellent. But last week, as I said, she jolted me when she asked me this question. What if you showed your belief in RFL readers by handing out money to them, you know, like the priest did at your church? I love the idea, and I'm on it. Last week, I invited you to affirmatively and proactively demonstrate belief in your peeps by giving them money with a simple invitation to make things better around here. Of course, the here of RFL is a virtual space. It's not quite like a church or a family or an office. But we are, I always hope, a learning community, and so I believe you can help us all learn. I'm going to give $50 to 10 readers who'd like, to use the metaphor from church, to take an envelope out of the collection basket and do something good with it. No strings, no accounting, just an invitation for you to, in turn, demonstrate belief in others, and a second invitation to share how that goes with our readers. It would be cool if you reported back what you notice in yourself and others. What happens? If you're interested, just hit the comment button below and write, "I'm interested." We'll randomly select 10 names at noon tomorrow and be in touch to figure out how to get you the money and this wonderfully odd chance to lead with your best self. P.S. If you missed last week, here were some of my idea starters for what someone might do with, belief money. You could buy a phone headset to serve customers better. You could give a frustrated customer a break. You could give your $50 or pool it with others to help someone in the office who's struggling to make ends meet. Give the receptionist flowers. Buy a printer to replace the one that's driving everyone crazy. Spend it on a software program that will let them do better design. Host a small reception for a customer or for a 10-year employee anniversary or a mom or dad returning to work after having a baby. Send Starbucks cards to a couple people, to customers or staff who've been great to work with. Be creative. By the way, in the world of everyday leadership, you don't have to wait or to ask the leaders of the company to do this. You can lead. Yes, even with your own money. And a final P.S., as to using your own money, check out the very cool comment from Bill Hart. It's the first comment in last week's responses to Reading for Leading.